This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
A young lady I spoke to about what fashion means to her, and she is a fashion student, and also she has weight loss, and she said when she's picking out something that gives her strength and power, she gravitates to a leather jacket because she loves the way it feels. Leather has strength, and that gives her a sense of power. That's her armor, as she called it. Fashion is just the story of your life. It has nothing to do with sight.
Kelly and Company, sharing your stories.
Continuing the Tuesday edition of Kelly and Company, thank you, wherever you are listening in, for being with us. Whether you're listening to the Kelly and Company podcast, you can listen to the show in segment form, or maybe you're sitting there listening to the complete Kelly and Company podcast, including the audio vanity card and a few extras. Last night I was watching the Toronto Raptors game. Boy, blood pressure was up, and just, you know, it was a really great game. We came out on the losing end of things, but, you know, it's the screaming, it's the, you know, yelling at the TV.
Engagement.
I don't mean the fans. Oh. What do you watch or listen to that makes you get, like, so animated? Anything? Because you're not a sports fan.
I don't do sports. I mean, to be honest, when we're playing soccer, we get pretty animated.
Yeah, but that's playing. You're supposed to, right? You're supposed to bother people. Yeah. You're supposed to kind of have that fun,
and
you know, cajoling.
Like being vocal is part of half the game.
And communication, of course.
Maybe watching, you know what? Watching thrillers, like any kind of suspense movie or TV shows where you're, you know, solving a mystery or something's happening where things are moving really fast paced. I get extremely vocal.
Do you get
you probably
vocal?
Don't want to watch stuff with
like
me.
With a detective thing or something where you're like, it's that guy. Yeah. He's the killer.
Yeah, yeah. How dare you be lying straight to her face? You know, that kind of thing.
Do you get scared and yell?
No, I don't do that.
Okay. Okay. I just wondered.
Except for in silence.
Yeah, okay. Well, I scream in my head. Is it ever loud? It's really interesting how we react. And I always used to laugh at my dad, you know, years ago when I was a kid. And I'd be down in the basement and I knew, somebody fumbled the football, because I'd get a bang on the floor as if the football had dropped and landed in our house somehow.
Scary.
It really was at times, because you'd be doing something else and suddenly, boom. What happened? And my dad didn't really drink, so you knew it wasn't that. Wow. Folks, on Mondays
Thanks
and Tuesdays,
that.
I wanted to be sure, you know, don't need dad, you know, my dad, my late dad saying, what the heck are you telling people now? on Mondays and Tuesdays, we get a chance to visit with our community reporters. These folks have all sorts of information for us from their locations and their regions around Canada. Tony Freimark joins us now with news from Medicine Hat, Alberta. Tony, welcome back to the show and Happy New Year.
Same to you guys.
Always nice to have you on board to fill us in on things going on and a nice list of topics today. This first one, what a unique name for a folk festival. We're talking about the 16th annual Tongue on the Post Folk Music Festival. And I've heard of it before. Didn't realize it was out in Medicine Hat. But wow. Tell us about this.
That is very cool that you have actually heard that all the way from your neck of the woods.
Well, with a name like that, Tongue on the Post, you kind of, what?
So this is happening next week. It's going to start on the 24th and run until the 29th. It's happening at Medelta Potteries, and it's been running for 16 years. And because of the times we're going through, they have to run it again virtually. So it's going to start. The performances on Monday and Thursdays is going to start at 2 p.m. And there's going to be performers like Greg Herman and Derek Hintz. And then on the Friday and Saturday, it's going to start at 5 until whenever it goes. And there's going to be performances like Sleepy Jean and Phyllis Lady, and you can check this out virtually. They have a web page, and they also have their Facebook page. It's a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to be taking in all of it if I can.
Wow. So is folk music a favorite of yours? Obviously, if you're going to take in all of it, you're certainly partial to it.
I'm kind of a type of person. I like all kinds of music, but yeah, folk music's good as well.
This and again, I obviously love the opportunity virtually. I know they want people at these events, and when you talk 16th annual, it's just so frustrating, I'm sure, for them, as you, with the pandemic moving in, you're on such a great run of awareness, of people buying in and participating, but it sounds like they've really got a nice alternative here, Tony.
Oh, they most certainly do. Like, 16 years of running, like you say, they're making it happen either way.
I think
and bringing all the different places and people and music together, right? I think that's a cool thing. I think of, like, you know, being able to do one venue with all kinds of performers all present in one place, and the kind of vibes you get from that versus just taking different corners of Medicine Hat and bringing it together in one event.
Yeah. Also, the reputation of the event. It's really got to be pretty tremendous,
yeah,
because I'm sure people in, you know, everyone in Medicine Hat knows, but the folk community, Tony, I'm sure is really wide open to it too, and being a part of it, because they're such a close-knit community across, well, probably Canada, North America, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool. Okay, so we started off with that one. Everything is up on our blog, ami.ca/Kelly Co, for information on that. And now the second topic you have for us is post-secondary virtual hangout. Tell us about this.
This is just a place that you, if you want to get a break from your studies and your take in college, just come out and hang out every fourth Tuesday of the month virtually. That's going to be on January 25th, 2022, and that's running from 6:30 until 7:30 in the Mountain Standard Time. And if you want to register, you can just go to the CNIB website. It's directly on the information here, or you can just get in contact with the person that's running it, named John, and just call the CNIB and or send them an email to john.maloney@cnib.ca.
Okay. And they're just keeping it kind of open for these monthly hangouts?
Yeah, that's correct.
What a good idea, yeah. Right now with, I'm sure, a lot of topics, of course, connected with the virus, but even just people wanting to talk about experience at school or just sit and laugh and just carry on as a wind down.
Yeah. Meet new people.
Very true. Yeah, exactly.
We were talking about, Tony, the education gap and some of the longer-term effects of that with Danielle McLaughlin yesterday on the show. And I think that this is a huge way to maybe not necessarily bridge that gap, but just to kind of tap into the things that you might be missing because you're not going into school anymore as much as you used to, or you're not meeting as many people as you used to. Or even if you are doing all that here and there, you're not doing stuff the way that you would have before the pandemic. So socializing and social skills can feel really, really tough going into the transition after high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of advice. I think that navigating things as where things stand now with people, especially since we feel and we've heard so much of how the disability community has been left behind in the pandemic period.
Yeah.
And when you talk about education, and how much we fight for this or understanding here. And it's not that people don't want to understand, but right now is a heck of a time to ask for more understanding. It's we've got to get everybody sorted first, and then you know, and you wonder, well, where do we place as students? I'd imagine, particularly with everything else students have to worry about, where does the disabled student land when it comes to that? So, and again, I also would imagine that these folks want to get together too and just talk and laugh and talk.
You know,
feel
just
good,
just connect,
and, yeah, talk about music or whatever. We'll put that too up on the blog, ami.ca/Kelly Co, as well as your next topic. And we've spent lots of time on Kelly and Company speaking of this over the years. You've got an information session coming up, Registered Disability Savings Plan.
Yeah, I'm really happy that this is happening. And this is put on by Lance Vanberg from Primerica. along with his special guest, Christopher Gordon, from our local CNIB, and they are going to be doing a session on the Registered Disability Savings Plan, informing us what it is, how you qualify, all the goodness about the Registered Disability Savings Plan. You can bring your questions, bring your concerns, and this is happening virtually on January 25th, 2022. Starting at 8 p.m. and running till 9 p.m. in the Mountain Standard Time. And the Zoom link is going to be put on the website as well.
Okay. Really wonderful, Tony, because, and we haven't really spoke about it, I have to say, on the show lately with everything else going on over the last couple of years. We haven't spent a lot of time reminding people of the benefits of the RDSP. So nice to see this going on and some very learned people discussing it and answering questions for those who may not have had a chance to research it. It's always nice just to have it right there in front of you and be able to, when the questions dawn on you, Tony, to say, hey, I want to know about this.
That's very true, yeah. And there's not many people that have it, and there's more people that are entitled to it. And I hope that this will spread the word and give those individuals the opportunities to set one up for themselves or get the help to do so.
I'm sure a lot of people, no matter wherever they hear this from us or whomever, they'll be wanting to check it out because it's a great way, a good platform to get it. And as you said, very few people have it. The number is very low of people who have it. And I think some people get discouraged thinking, well, I can't afford to contribute to this to make it grow. And sure you can. There's ways. It's the best to sit and listen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
As usual, wonderful to talk to you and find out what's going on in Medicine Hat, Alberta. Tony, we will catch you again next month right here on Kelly and Company.
Thank you. You guys have a good rest of the month.
You too. Take care. Tony Freimark is our community reporter in Medicine Hat, Alberta. Remember to check out the blog, mi.ca/KellyCo. Everything Tony talked about you can find up there, as we certainly don't expect you to remember everything. Go get it right up there on the blog. Stand by, folks. Up next, The Complex is a unique, immersive theater experience, and it's taking place at this year's Next Stage Theater Festival. We talk about it next and find out all there is to know. Stand by. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.